Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite warm today. It's sunny in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a good day for those enjoying time outside. Haifa is also enjoying clear skies. Tonight, expect a mild breeze across most regions. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the U.S. has launched an eighth night of strikes on Iran. These are in response to a deadly attack in Jordan. Iran reports hits in the south and the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, U.S. bases in Kuwait faced fire, and the UAE received threats. Also, Ynet informs us earlier this hour that Hamas has begun a secret vote for Sinwar's successor. Reports suggest the Gaza Shura Council supports Khalil al-Haya, a known ally of Iran. Also this hour, Israel Hayom warns of a potential escalation between the U.S. and Iran. Earlier today, Kuwait intercepted drones and missiles from Iran. Tehran has issued threats against American ships. Separately, JNS states from earlier today that the IDF believes Hezbollah caused a deadly blast in southern Lebanon. The device, they say, was not Israeli. And finally, 24 News reports from earlier today that two U.S. troops died in Iranian attacks on Jordan. Another soldier is missing. U.S. strikes have since targeted multiple sites in Iran's Hormozgan province. Here's what people are saying online. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, reported just minutes ago that Belgium's government plans to ban imports from Israeli settlements. This follows a legislative delay due to political deadlock. Why? Net Global, a news service, shared that an Israeli rescue team found a handmade Israeli flag in a Venezuelan home. The flag was made by a local Christian family, deeply touching the team. I24, NEWS English, posted earlier today that Iranian Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei is reportedly no longer in Iran. This information comes from an Israeli source via Saudi media. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. The Times of Israel reports these strikes aim to punish the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps for a deadly attack in Jordan. The conflict has escalated tensions in the region with Iran's retaliatory threats against U.S. allies. This situation increases regional instability, impacting global diplomacy efforts. Turning to Hamas's secret vote, Ynet highlights that Khalil al-Haya is favored by the Gaza Shura Council over Khalid Mashal. This decision could strengthen Iran's influence within Hamas. The outcome may alter the dynamics within Gaza and affect Israel's security strategy. Meanwhile, the escalation between the U.S. and Iran appears unavoidable, according to Israel Hayom. Following fresh American bombings, Kuwait intercepted Iranian missiles. Tehran's threats against American naval assets raise concerns about maritime safety in the region, potentially disrupting international trade routes. The IDF's report on the southern Lebanon blast, highlighted by JNS, suggests Hezbollah's involvement. This incident resulted in the death of a Lebanese Armed Forces soldier, increasing tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. The situation underscores the ongoing security challenges Israel faces with Hezbollah's presence. Finally, 24 News details the tragic loss of two U.S. troops in Iran's attacks on Jordan. The American response targeted multiple Iranian sites, escalating military actions in the Hormozgan province. This development could affect military alliances and increase calls for diplomatic resolutions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports a study showing the World Cup significantly distracts traders from Wall Street. Israeli retail trading activity fell by 21% during major matches, underlining the event's global impact on financial markets. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals new affordable beauty and lifestyle products. Starting at 17 shekels, These items include a hybrid razor and refreshing sports line products, offering consumers budget-friendly options. And finally, Globes reports the High Court of Justice has frozen a new broadcasting law. Judge Ofer Groskov issued a temporary injunction, citing significant claims against the legislative process. This development highlights ongoing debates over media regulation in Israel. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.